This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you all had a great weekend. Today is President Obama's birthday. He turns 53 years old. Apparently, he's born August 4th, 1961. I'm sure many of us have a lot to say in his birthday card. We could talk about that. What should we put in Obama's birthday card? But I don't have a bone to pick with Obama today. I have a bone to pick with you all, especially those of you that played poker this weekend at the Golden Nugget Poker Tournament. It was my first poker tournament that I played in. The Nevada Academy of Family Physicians had their annual Las Vegas meeting. And I go because it's fun. And I like to help MC, you know, the fundraising silent auction and wine and tasting events. And I like to give a lecture every now and then. So I was there and I was like, you know what, for the first time, I'm going to go play some poker. You guys are the biggest bunch of jerks I have ever seen. I don't understand. I do not understand the psychology of what you guys do at these tables. So anyway, okay, so I go and I show up, and I understand. My father was a gambler, so he taught me a lot about gambling. And first and foremost, he said, people don't like women. Okay, when they gamble. I know a lot of you ladies are like, oh my gosh, that's sexist. Your father was, I don't know if my father was sexist, but he and the other guys did not like a woman around when they played blackjack, when they played craps, or etc. Not to mention a big, loud, obnoxious woman like me. Well, to heck with that, I wanted to play poker at the poker tournament, so I did. It wasn't a bad buy-in. It was like a $50 buy-in, and then you get to do this rebuy for $25. I thought it was refi, and I was like, that's a really good deal if you could refi something for $25. But I guess there was some rebuy, and you get a few thousand dollars worth of chips. I tried to take the chips and cash them. They wouldn't let me. So it was like play money, but still, it was still a poker tournament. All right. So I decided to go, and I see a couple of my friends from the conference there I went to school with. Going to these conferences are always like a reunion. So you run into people you went to school with, people you slept with. I mean, it's very anxiety provoking, but at least you, get to see your old kin. So it's nice. It has to happen. So, I see an empty seat, but they don't give me the yellow card to sit at that seat where I wanted with my friends. And they give me a card to go and sit at some other table. So I look over at that table to see if there's any happy, inviting faces. And everybody, with their body language, does the cold shoulder. Wow, were they cold. And I'm like, you guys don't want me to sit with you? And nobody said anything. The body language. So I run back to the pit boss. And I go, this is ridiculous. Nobody wants me to sit with them. I want to sit over there with my friends. He just has to have an easy card and I get to sit with my friend. Okay, now the table was all men. And there's a seat for me. So I go there and I put my purse on the table. And I have a couple rings. And my, you know, a couple tampons roll out. All right. And the dealer is like, are you ready? You know, I don't know if I was supposed to put $1,000 or check or hold or craps or whatever. So I'm fine. And he deals me two aces. I get two aces. Now, okay, I know how to play blackjack, probably better than any other game in Vegas. So I'm ready to split these suckers, but we're playing Texas Hold'em. So now I have these aces, and I'm showing my friend. I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this dude. I got two aces. And they're like, no, don't show anybody. No, not show anybody. Right. Okay, what do I do? Man, what do I do? I got two aces. So then they deal like a two. on there. And I'm like, oh, wait, is this Deuces Wild? And my friend's like, yeah, Deuces Wild, even though it wasn't. All right, so I'm like, dude, I got three of a kind. All right, so I'm just letting it ride, and I'm throwing all my money in, and I'm hooting and hollering while all the men at the table are kind of giving me some, you know, grief and some mean looks. And then for some reason, somebody beats me with a full house because he was holding like a 3, a 2, and the other three cards were 3, 2, 7. Now, I have 2 aces, and I lose? All right, so I was ticked, because now I'm like, I don't know what the hell is going on. So then, I get my next hand, and I got a 2 and a 4. Is the Deuces Wild? Yeah, sure, whatever. So then, for the next probably 8 hands, I held on to all my 2s, but for some reason, I didn't win, right? And then they kept, you know, giving me a 7 and a 4, or they kept giving me an 8 and a 3. Well, again, in blackjack legal, that's great, because all you have to do is get a face card. So I'm trying to double down. It wasn't working. Now, all right, meanwhile, I wasn't the only one obnoxious, okay? A couple of my colleagues that were sitting at this table were enjoying some of the free alcohol. And one such colleague was getting really, really raunchy. So he's screaming at me across the table. I'm screaming at him. He's a good guy. One of my best friends. But anyway, he was really going overboard. Now, our boss, our ex-boss, walks into the poker tournament. And he's running around seeing how we're doing. And we're hooting and hollering and complaining about our education and why our boss stinks and whatever. So he kind of rushes out of there. But you could see he wanted to hear what was going on. So what he did is he sent his son over. Now, his son, I remember him when he was 10. Now, he's this strapping 24-year-old lad, nicely dressed, nice suit, with a bunch of coins. I'm like, I better cozy up to this guy. All right, so I gotta now mess with him because I can tell he plays poker. So I tried to tell him that I was his first time, I was his first kiss, don't ever tell your dad. So while he's all confused, we were able to, you know, really work him. Okay, so now he's down in chips, and he finally gets wind that we're trying to mess with him because he's only 24, right? And now we got the whole table working on it, right? Finally, he starts to win a hand, and he wins a good hand. And I'm like, okay, we're in trouble here. So my other friend decided to go where it really hurts his mama. So what he said is he started to complain to this kid that his father has been hooking up with the hooker the whole night, our boss, right? And I really don't know what. Anyway, by the time we got done with this kid needed therapy. Now, mind you, there was somebody from Nebraska. Never underestimate a Midwesterner when we're talking about Texas Hold'em. I don't know if he was from Council Bluffs or whatever, but we were calling him a bluffer the whole night. And man, a mother, yeah, exactly. And he was tough. So by the time we got done, we're all enemies. Right? And I'm never playing poker again. You guys are just mean. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs. IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. I noticed a lot of you guys are kind of sluggish today. I think we all feel kind of sluggish. I was turning on the radio. I was listening to some people I listened to on my way to work. They even sounded a little tired. I think we're all tired. What is it? Is it the summer? It's August 4th today. Obama's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday. Yeah, I'm actually on Facebook passing out a card right now for y'all to sign. Just please, please keep it clean, okay? We're sending the president a birthday card. All right, what should we say? Yeah, happy, yeah. They say he's going to celebrate his birthday, or he celebrated his birthday on the golf course. I mean, he sure is getting a lot of leisure time. I don't know much about golf. Being a doctor, you think I should. You think doctors would know a lot about leisure, but we don't. Because remember, you know, our fun is our work. Okay, I miss work. I don't like being gone from work. I was at this conference for the weekend. I wanted to spend more time in the classroom than at that damn poker table with you guys being mean. Which, by the way, I did lose. I made it to the second table, so that was good. But anyway, so, you know, while he's going through his semi-retirement, while we are paying his salaries and presidency, he is still owed a birthday card for his birthday, like anybody else. It's a happy day, all right, but I, from what I understand, he's been celebrating it the whole, you know, 5 years. Anyway, so what's going on in science news? We're going to, this hour, give you the latest and greatest on the Ebola virus and the victims coming to America. One has landed. I think, they had to make a stopover, in Maine for some refueling. So far, so good. We'll talk about the latest and the greatest on that. Apparently, the FDA had to halt one of the progressions of one of the treatments of the Ebola treatment. We'll talk about why. And, you know, do we need to be scared? Do we not need to be scared? I want to talk about this quote-unquote toxic water that right now, I believe the mayor of Toledo said, you know, you're fine. Apparently, there was an algae bloom, and residents in Ohio couldn't drink water. This was pretty scary stuff. We'll talk about the toxin they were worried about, what that toxin had the potential to do, and why they now think that they all are safe. All right, and then looks like a lot of you guys are hating your job. So we'll talk about what to do if you hate your job. All right, do you just switch gears? Do you do something to make the job more likable? So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. 21 minutes past the hour. All right, so researchers, I saw this about a week ago. I didn't get a chance to speak about it last week. Scientists have been able to create see-through mouse and rat bodies. I am looking at these pictures right now. This is so cool. They're slimy and disgusting, but nonetheless, so cool. In a paper published on Thursday last week in the journal called Cell, a California Institute of Technology professor and her colleagues said they had turned a dead mouse's dead mouse transparent in a week's time. A rat specimen took 2 weeks. This is very fascinating. They say the technique could be used to create transparent organs for studies has built on other research where you do tissue clearing processes. They say scientists have attempted to create see-through organ and tissue samples since the 1800s. I know everybody thinks back in the 1800s it was caveman days. It wasn't. We had a medical revolution back in the 1800s, around the same time as the Industrial Revolution. And so they wanted to try everything, robotics, all that. I mean, there was some real, real cool stuff that they, but, you know, they didn't have the technology, they couldn't. I mean, a lot of us in medicine, we know exactly what we want. All right, and maybe we attempt it, even though we don't have the technology, but it doesn't mean here we are in 2014, you know, not even thinking about it. They have. So basically, I guess researchers have relied primarily on taking samples and slicing them up, slicing these organs into extremely thin cross-sections, and then examining the pieces in succession. So even though it's not see-through, you're able to look at an organ. Now, have any of you guys gone to the bodies exhibit? You have this bodies exhibit throughout the country. We have it at the Luxor in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I live. And the bodies exhibit has been able to do certain techniques to get rid of other tissue, to highlight the tissue they want, like vessels, etc. They've also been a master at organizing and displaying cross sections of the body, really, really cool stuff, and it's not gross at all. It's really well, and it doesn't stink. It's really, really well done. All right, so they say recent advancements in being able to clear tissue, because remember, you need to clear tissue in order to see, like, for example, we don't need to see the fat under the skin, some of the skin, etc. If we can make that transparent, you can see right down into the organs. So you definitely want something that gets rid of a lot of the fat. They say it's allowed us to look at nerve connections and organ structures without having to slice them up. This is huge for research. Now, what they do is they remove the lipids and the fats because that's what makes tissues opaque. They expose the specimen to detergents. The only problem is lipids are protective. So if you remove the fat, sometimes that could cause desiccation or other issues or a collapsing of the tissue. So lipids are extremely important for a lot of the integrity of the shape. So they fill it with hydrogel. Hydrogel forms a network of these little polymer chains that can stick to the proteins and other compounds, making a gelatin-like structure. So if you look on my Facebook page and you see this article on these see-through animals, it looks like a bunch of jelly. And as being described by the LA Times, that's how they come up with the gelatin-like structure. Then the lipids can be flushed away because you already have that structure. So other techniques have relied on just sticking the tissue samples into a lipid-removing solution. But Gradinaru and her colleagues said they have succeeded by speeding up the process by pumping the hydrogel and the detergent through the blood vessels, and they've dubbed their technique called PARS, or perfusion-assisted agent release in situ, PARS. So it's a lot quicker, right? And they could avoid a lot of damage. So can we do this on the human body, and would we want to? Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, these were dead animals, and so I don't think we could take a detergent or a hydrogel injected into a human live body and not see issues with clots and emboli and toxicity. So, no. However, if they could at least, you know, do the research on the dead animals, again, as long as it's been according to PETA guidelines, you know, I don't want any animals to suffer. Right, and then they get an idea they could look through. I mean, they'd probably have to work on human cadavers first and then be able to, you know, how do you see things function, though, in real time? So the answer to that question, if you guys even ask me that question, is a resounding boo. I don't know. But, excuse me, it's cool nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, some of you guys are writing on Obama's birthday card. I cannot read some of these already. Okay, that's not good. Yeah, guys, come on. We're trying to send a birthday card to the president. All right. There is a book, The Psychology in the Bathroom, written by Professor Nick Haslam. He's head of psychology at the University of Melbourne, and the book addresses all areas of toilet-related behavior, like flatulence, incontinence, and constipation. So basically, this is a book about poo and how to poo. And do we like going poo? I didn't know there was a psychology behind it. There's a psychology behind everything. But apparently, this is a book that's going to be a hit. The study into the breaking of wind presented college students with a description of hypothetical wind situations and asked the students to judge them on how polite, malicious, and humorous they were. The study found that wind was deemed most polite when accidental, silent, odorless among acquaintance, but most malicious and obnoxious when deliberate. Yeah, somebody farted at the poker tournament the other day, and that was, like, really, really frustrating because I knew he was trying to distract us while he was bluffing. I got to tell you, you guys are I don't know. I'm upset. Anyway, I lost. The loud rank was a big issue, but they found farts humorous when they are halfway between politeness and obnoxiousness. All right, loud and deliberate, they found funny. So, there's a chapter called The Anal Character. I think I want to buy this book. It's good toilet reading. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
That was so strong. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it looks like Dr. Kent Brantley, the doctor that was serving over or helping overseas missionary work, becoming affected with Ebola while trying to heal people over there in West Africa, got sick, was flown back to the United States to Atlanta to get treatment. We found out that he improved almost overnight, miraculously, thank God, doing a hell of a lot better because of some experimental serum. I believe they've been using, there's been a lot of back and forth. It's very interesting why everybody's being so hush-hush on what they're using to treat Ebola. At first, there was talk that they took blood from a healthy person who was infected with Ebola and didn't die. Then they were growing antibodies in rats and animals and using those on humans. So I think there's a variety of different things in the works, and we don't know exactly what was being used in this particular case for Dr. Brantley, but it sounds like he is doing better. Nancy Wrightball is the other infected aid worker. She's expected to arrive here within the next few days. There was concern that the plane that was bringing Dr. Brantley had refueled in Maine, so people in Maine were worried that the Ebola would be there. Remember, Ebola is not as contagious as we think. It's deadly, and it is one scary puppy, but it is not technically airborne. And so there's been a lot of hype and scare right now because of, you know, movies that we've seen in the past, like Contagion and Outbreak, and because, you know, the media doesn't really know how to handle something like this. All right, remember, the media needs to tell us stories. The media has to be there to engage you guys. Remember I talked about the three E's. We have to engage, educate, and enlist. We want you to, one, stop and listen to us or watch us on TV. Then we need to do our job and educate you on what we're teaching you about. And then we need to enlist you by making sure you come back and tune into us. We're the only ones who are going to tell you about what's going on with Ebola. And so you're like, oh my gosh, I got to make sure I listen to RBC News, you know, and not go anywhere because they're going to be the ones that'll tell me what's going on. And so, you know, you have that in play. But then on the other hand, okay, we have those of us in the science realm going, okay, wait, exactly what exactly is going on here? Okay, and me as a doctor, I was being interviewed on Doug McIntyre in the Morning with Terry Ray on KABC about this. I'm a little bit confused because there's a few things going on here. All right, Ebola is not supposed to be as contagious as the flu. Right? We understand that. Flu kills thousands upon thousands of people a year. Thus far, this Ebola hasn't done that. Ebola is also not airborne like the flu is. So you're not supposed to be getting it by somebody breathing on you. All right. So that should help the contagiousness, should help slow spread. Good. However, you get Ebola by human-to-human transmission. Remember we were talking about with MERS that it originated from a camel. It was a human-to-camel sort of transmission. Ebola is human-to-human transmission. So if you're dealing with a sick individual or an individual who died that you're cleaning for a burial ritual, you have the potential, if you are in contact with their blood, with their semen, with their saliva, if you touch their bodily fluids, you could become in contact if that gets introduced to you. So, all right, it's not respiratory. We should be okay, but hold on a second. Saliva. How many of you have sneezed a dry sneeze? You can't. No sneeze is dry. And you spit when you sneeze. So maybe these viruses are not technically airborne and in quote-unquote respiratory droplets, but if you sneeze on somebody, part of that saliva can land on that person. So whenever I see human-to-human transmission, I still am very, very cautious about quote-unquote airborne, whether it's airborne to the most literal degree or not. Now, he was on a plane that when he was in a hazmat suit, et cetera. And I mean, I feel comfortable with the way they handled this in terms of how they packaged him up. It sounds like they did a good job. Still, ideally, it would be great to have a CDC center on a remote island that doesn't involve our main boundaries and borders. So in case something like this does have to be looked at, we don't have to fly them across the United States. They could be at that secure location getting the treatment they need and getting better, etc. But I get we don't have that yet. They didn't think ahead. Mind. Okay, fine. All right. My worry isn't so much how they're handling this patient. My worry is how they're going to handle the specimens. Okay? They've been advertising where the patient is, the specimens. It's the media has very thoroughly covered the CDC screw-up of the anthrax and other other pathogens and how that was mishandled. And I believe there's been some reshuffling in management and reshuffling with protocol. This is not the time to house Ebola. Mind you, we need to study this and we need to study this rapidly. But if we are under constant terror threats and terrorists would love to get their hands on something like this, and here we have the CDC who has not proven to be the most airtight, and we have patients flying back and forth. I'm not saying it's going to be like 24 or anything like that, but I'm a little bit worried about, do they have the security measures? Do they have, do they have plan A through Z and then some in place? Now, the argument of you can't medically seal up America and bringing patients here shouldn't be a threat, I get that. You know, remember, the incubation period of Ebola is anyway from 2 days to 21 days. So somebody could have already left Africa a couple weeks ago. And the Ebola could be incubating. They flew here a couple weeks ago, so it could already be on our soil. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm not worried about the two people coming here as much as I'm worried about how fast can they figure out how to study it and how could they protect their specimens. The best thing we could do for our citizens as well as other innocent people throughout the world is figuring out how to treat this and vaccinate quickly or have some sort of a treatment. Now, CDC is spending 50 specialists to West Africa now, a whole 50. Didn't they talk about a whole 20 last time? They're going to be sending 50 additional CDC disease control specialists into Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. They will be in epidemic. They will be epidemic intelligence service officers, epidemiologists, and health communication experts. By the way, thank you guys for doing that, okay? You guys are heroes. I know we make fun of the number, all right? But these guys are good guys to do that. Now, what about the treatments? What about the vaccines? Well, from what we understand, one was put on hold. Not because it didn't work, but because there was some sort of paperwork issue. The FDA wanted more information. I don't know. So that was kind of put on hold. But we understand that a lot of these drugs are fast-tracked. And by fast-tracked, it means that they get to have their meetings with the CDC, with the FDA quicker, which is kind of important. But don't worry, the FDA is very, very involved. I mean, they're salivating at the mouth to be involved with this one. Can our American hospitals handle if we have an Ebola outbreak? That was a question I received over the weekend. Absolutely. I think the American hospitals are probably in better shape than they are in West Africa. So I think we have more of an ability to quarantine. Do we have enough facilities? No, we don't. But if we only have one or two patients, I think we can handle it adequately. My worry is I don't think we have enough. And I am hoping the CDC has plans on how to quarantine and how to have these airtight locations. So if we do need to treat, how do we treat right now? Symptomatic measures, making sure you guys are getting your fluids, making sure you don't go into septic shock, etc. Signs are just like, you know what? We're on break. I'll quickly review the signs with you when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, guys, we are... are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And thank you again for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Yesterday, one of you had emailed me about somebody in England, I believe at Heathrow Airport, had come off the plane and collapsed in front of everybody, and they thought it was Ebola. I haven't found proof of that. I heard they tested her and she did not have Ebola. So I think there's a lot of scare. I think there's a lot of panic, but you guys need to be educated. So real quickly, we'll review what Ebola could look like. Remember, the disease is infectious when the symptoms begin, but you could be incubating for 2 to 21 days. So after about a few weeks, if you start to feel little, you know, or even days, you could have some fever, you could have some chills, you could have some muscle aches, very, very similar to the flu. Later symptoms will start being a rash on the chest or a rash on the trunk. And this rash is more of a hemorrhagic. It's a rash that I believe, because of this being a hemorrhagic fever, like little, it would look like a little bleeding underneath the skin. All right, but if you can't tell, just go by rash. That should be enough for you to be able to you know, identify. And then you could have diarrhea, abdominal pain, vomiting, etc. And then Ebola has been found to cause bleeding out the orifice. Usually, though, the bleeding happens internally. So you start to you'd start to bleed as the cell walls, as the organs become damaged. However, blood could come out the orifices in the later stage. So they say it could be spread through sweat, breast milk, saliva, blood, fecal material, vomit, and semen. All right, we don't know much about sexually transmitted Ebola, but I just wouldn't risk it. I remember years ago when the swine flu was going around, somebody had called into my show saying he hasn't seen his girlfriend in a while. She's coming into town. Can he wear a mask while having sex? And I told him he's an idiot. No, okay? You know, if you have the fever, if you think you're going to expose her, a mask is not going to do it, okay? You know, I mean, maybe if you're in a hazmat suit, which, by the way, does kind of sound sexy. Okay, so, like I said, don't want people panicking. I know this is a huge story for the media. Do I think there's a potential for this to be worse than it is? I do. Do I think the right people are on the case? For now, they're the only people on the case. All right? Do I hope that they have their poops together after the whole anthrax deal? Yes, I do. Would I rather people be on high alert and prepared than not? Yes. What I don't want is any medicine hoarding, and maybe that's why they're being very, very quiet about what types of things could work, because they think people are going to go absolutely crazy, you know. I promise you, as soon as I know of something else that could help you or protect you, I'm going to make you well known of it, all right? It's just I don't want what happened with swine flu, where people were hoarding Tamiflu to the point where it was in short supply, and to think that somebody could have died from the swine flu because somebody else was keeping the medication in their cupboard for a rainy day is very scary. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Today, the city of Toledo, Ohio, has lifted a ban on the use of its drinking water. Apparently, toxins were found in the city's water supply, causing residents over the weekend to kind of scramble to find other water. Now, Mayor Michael Collins, D. Michael Collins, drank the water himself in front of everybody, says our water is safe. Apparently, the mayor said there was microcystin in the water. This is a toxin that could cause diarrhea, vomiting, abnormal liver tests, etc. And the level at which it is now, they say, no longer exceeds the standards recommended by the World Health Organization. They think the toxins were caused by the overbloom of algae growing in Lake Erie, and Lake Erie is apparently their main water source for their drinking water. So they are still asking the public to conserve non-essential water usage to help the water treatment plant as it returns into full operation. They are asking, before you guys drink from the water, flush the lines for a few minutes. Also, to check your air filters. Now, this happened over the weekend on Saturday when the city issued an urgent water notice being reported by the New York Times. Saturday morning, after they tested the city water treatment plant, found unsafe levels of this. Algae blooms, they say, are often caused by runoff from over-fertilized fields and then, you know, some malfunctioning septic systems, livestock pens, etc. Tens of thousands of people had to keep their faucets off and left their homes. They waited in lines at fire stations for bottled water, crossed state lines in search of stores with supplies after local outlets ran dry. This is some scary stuff. Or they would go to their friends' homes miles away to fill up and then come back to the house. Now, they say this isn't the first time this happened. All right, environmental groups have been concerned about algae blooms in recent years because Lake Erie supplies water for 11 million people who live near it. It's a beautiful lake. It really is. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted last month that Western Lake Erie would have another large bloom of toxic algae this summer, but it was expected to be smaller than the blooms that had happened back in 2013 and 2011. Now, they say algae bloomed in the lake from the 1960s to 1980s, but had disappeared for some reason in the 1900s and 2000s. Over the past decade, it's come back. I mean, how do you prepare for something like that? This is one of those things where, you know, everything's going along fine, and then all of a sudden, water shortage. And you know, they live by water, for crying out loud, but toxic algae. You know, when contaminations occur, there's never any notice, obviously. All right? You know, maybe you'll have a day or two hearing of some cover-up, and all of a sudden you'll realize what's going on. And so having stores of food or supplies or water or having a backup plan is extremely important. And none of us do that. I don't. I mean, we've just gone through our water supply. Have we replenished our little silo? No. We're in the middle of a move. We're in this small rental home. You know, four of us with, you know, two dogs and three cats, and we probably have about maybe 700 square foot living space. It's really small. Everything's boxed up in storage and all that. No, we don't really have a silo. So what would our plan be? Our plan B would probably be to get out of Dodge, and that's not an adequate plan, okay, because you still need the city to function. I would rather we all stay, have our supplies, be able to still function so we could work and keep the city going. But at least for now, they say the water is safe to drink. It's been tested, etc. And might I add, good for them, you know, for checking on the levels. I don't know what prompted them to check on the levels, but good for them for being very fastidious about that. All right, a new study suggests that an hour of games a day can have a positive impact on kids. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. They say a new study from scientists at Oxford University has found that playing video games for short bursts of time can have a positive impact on child development. This is being reported by the BBC. The study found that children who played games for less than an hour were more satisfied with life, got on well with people, and had fewer emotional problems. But the study found that if you played more than 3 hours of video games a day, those kids were the least well-adjusted. All right, an hour goes by really fast when you're playing video games. And the thing is these kids sometimes don't even realize they're playing that long because they play multiple video games. I hear my kids, let's go play some GTA. Oh, then let's Skype. Oh, and then we'll play a little World of Warcraft. And you're like, excuse me. Where's homework in the middle of all that? Where's spending time with your mama? We see you, Mom. We hear you, Mom. We know you're there. No, I need cuddlies. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Block It Pocket at blockitpocket.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.